Hello. I thought I would give a questionnaire a shot. I haven't done anything like this before. I did a quiz, but I haven't done like a questionnaire from another person on GWA. So I'm gonna go ahead and give Ball or Truth Baker's Dozen questionnaire a shot. If you guys hear pitter-pattering, my dog is in my office with me, so I apologize for that. We'll be busy. Yeah. Gonna cause a ruckus? Okay, so question one. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, how's your week been so far? Well, it's Sunday. week literally just started. Last week was really good. I spent a lot of time with my family. My brother came back from like his drills weekend, so we all hung out and that was really fun. So that's like an 8. Yeah, like an 8. number two, what is your usual alarm clock sound? If it's a song, what song? I don't have an alarm clock. I am a very, very light sleeper. So in usually what I do is like I have a big window like right by my bed. And so usually I kind of just get up whenever the sun rises, and that's just kind of how I function. I can't sleep with like lights on or when the sun's out. Like I can't even take naps unless the room is like blacked out. So yeah, I usually just wake up with the sun. What is your favorite snack? Strawberries. I could eat strawberries and nothing but strawberries and be completely happy. I'll be biz. Yeah. Hi, baby girl. What is your favorite non-alcoholic drink? You want attention? Is that what this is? Oh, you're working those puppy eyes, aren't you? You're working them. Oh, hello. Hey, oh, thank you. Oh, ma'am, that paw. Wow. sorry. Favorite non-alcoholic drink? Coffee, I guess. That's like the thing that I drink every morning, so I guess coffee. But do I drink anything else really? I drink a lot of water. I don't drink soda, like ever. So that's not an option. But yeah, I'll say coffee. What are some audio tags that will make it more likely for you to hit play on a recording? Audio tags. I feel like this is calling out my kinks. I don't know. I have to think about that. Audio tags. I don't know. I really like interesting tags that aren't super common because it's more like a story to tell. Those are fun. Let's see. It used to just kind of be ramble faps because those felt more genuine, but I've been kind of getting into more like of the scripts and listening to script offers because it's just kind of more like immersive in a story. It's really cool. In terms of like the stuff I'm big on praise kink, so things like that. Yeah, I don't know. I'm pretty simple, honestly. Is there an audio topic that you wish had more attention? Not really. There's kind of a wide variety of things on here, so I kind of feel like there's something that everyone can enjoy or do, but wish I had more attention. I can't think of anything. I know there are things that I wish kind of had less, but it's whatever. If your friend was going on a low-tech vacation, what 3 books would you recommend that they take? 3 books. The Road by Cormac McCarthy is one of my favorite books, so probably that one. Probably The Road. 3 books. Let me look at my bookshelf. Did that scare you? Was that such a scary chair noise? I know, it's so terrifying. One Q84 by Haruki Murakami. He is a Japanese fiction writer, and if you haven't read any of his stuff, please read it. It's so, so good. 1Q84 is like parallel universes. It's so fucking good. Oh my god, I could rave about it for forever. So if you've read it, please talk to me about it, because no one I know has read it, and no one I know will read it, because it's such a big book. One more book. That's hard. Oh my gosh. Lord of the Rings is good, but it's really fucking dense. Why is this such a difficult question for me? Oh my god. I guess. Oh, hello, airplane. I guess I'll go with The Beautiful and the Damned by F. Scott Fitzgerald. That's a good one. That's a nice read. Yeah. Okay. Beautiful and the Damned. Let's go with that. What is your comfort food? It can be a meal, snack, treat, whatever puts you in a happy place when you eat it. Arroz con pollo, probably. That's kind of something that, like, makes me feel at home. Hi, baby girl. And I have an uncle in Panama who makes this hot sauce that we put on it, and it is, oh, it's so good. 10 out of 10. Arroz con pollo for sure. What is your superpower? What superpower do you wish you had? What's my superpower? I volunteer at an animal shelter, in my city, and so I guess my superpower is that I don't adopt every dog I come into contact with, because that's really hard not to do. I adopted you, though. Yeah, I got you from that shelter. Oh, you're so pretty. Look at you. Oh, that underbite. God, you're gorgeous. Look at you. Prettiest princess in all the land. Sorry, I really love my dog. What superpower do I wish I had? What was that? What are you grunting about? Superpower I wish I had, probably teleportation, just because I fucking hate driving. I like being able to get myself from point A to point B, but like the act of driving itself is so boring to me. So probably that. What is your favorite pet name, honorific, or nickname to be called? What's up, babe? I have a family nickname, but I'm not gonna say that here. I don't know. hi. I'm pretty simple. I like baby girl. My favorite is like sweet girl. But other things like, I don't know, darling, sweetheart, anything. I'm not hard. what fictional character would you sleep with if you had the opportunity? What makes them the object of your affections? I don't even have to think about this. I don't know why I'm pretending to think. It's Geralt of Rivia. Geralt of Rivia. He's hot in any form, in the show, in the video game, in the books. He's even more of a sassy bitch in the books, which I just, oh wait, no. Okay, back to that question about books. I'm gonna make my third book choice the first, well, it's not the first, it's the first one you should read. The Last Wish of the Witcher series. Yes, that would be my third book. Can I do a whole series? If not, Last Wish. It's not the first in the series, but like it's the one you should read first. It gives you like all the lore and background and whatnot. what was the best gift you ever received? Oh, I know. I received a pet rabbit for Christmas when I was a kid. I've always loved rabbits, hence my name, Rogue Bunny. My parents got me her for Christmas when I was little, and like she was like my best friend. She was with me for 14 years. She moved across states with me. And you know, when you're like a kid in a new state, you get kind of lonely. So she was always with me, just kind of hanging out nearby, hopping on my bed and whatnot. And even when I went to college, I couldn't bring her with me because she wasn't allowed in the student apartments I lived in, but I would like go home and hang out with her and stuff. She passed away last year. Yeah, last March. Like the night before I was on a graduation trip out of the country because I graduated college, and like the night before I was due back in America, she passed away. But she was old. It was her time. She lived a full life, and she was a kick-ass bunny. if you guys don't know this, rabbits can growl. And she would. She was a kind of a grumpy old bitch. She would like growl and lunge at the feet of people who walked past. She didn't do it to me, so I thought it was funny. But like our family dogs liked to play with her, and she would like chase them and they would chase her. It was really cute. But yeah, she was probably the best present I ever got. Hi, baby girl. Hello. Oh, you're working those puppy eyes. You want something. I don't know what you want. What do you want? Oh, that's such a pretty sit, but that's not telling me what you want. What song gets annoyingly stuck in your head? It depends. Obviously, just kind of whatever's catchy. Songs get stuck in my head really, really easily. I've had City of Stars from La La Land stuck in my head for like 2 weeks now. Because I watched that movie too much. I watched it a couple weeks ago, and it's just been, City of Stars has been stuck in my head nonstop. That was it. Oh, I answered them all. Wow, look at me go. Well, thank you to Baller Truth for creating this questionnaire. It was really fun. Thank you to my pup Mabel for guest starring with your little grunts and stuff. You're a real treat, you know that? I'll give you, I said the T word. I gotta give you something, don't I? All right, I will talk to you guys later. Bye.